There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
It starts Friday. Bowl season about to kick off. We have you covered with the College Football Bowl Guide. Steve Mackinnon, power rankings every team and the motivational factors that affect bowl games. Adam Burke will help you out for confidence pools. Give yourself an edge. Visit vsin.com/subscribe. Check out the College Football Bowl Betting Guide, vsin.com/subscribe.
Still to come today on the program, Nigel Seeley in an hour from right now. He does have a play that he likes in the World Cup match between Morocco and France. Find out what it is there. Mike Martz in 90 minutes. Very high on one team, at least in the NFC. And we'll begin this hour talking NFL with Week 16 look-ahead numbers that are available. The Thursday night game is the Jets at home versus Jacksonville. How big is this now all of a sudden?
Could be enormous.
No, I'll raise my hand. No doubt we were mocking this game probably back in August.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right.
So
what Jacksonville team am I going to get? Specifically, what Lawrence shows up? Intriguing game.
I find it very intriguing.
Yes.
Back-to-back home games here for the Jets. They get the Lions this week. But look at this now. Lions-Jags, they're telling us that the power rating is very equal to the Jets. And either 1.5 or 2 win this game. I would probably, you know, I would look at the Jets. I like this team. It looks like Mike White's going to play against the Lions. I like them this week.
It's right there for them. They win these two home games. I mean, you get to 9 wins with two left.
Right.
I mean, I know the tiebreakers don't go their way, but.
What do you make of the Lions laying almost a field goal? They're 2.5 at Carolina.
Yeah.
Have to be?
Yeah.
Better team right now?
Mm-hmm.
Again, top 10 in power ratings per many people, and it makes some sense with the Lions to almost be laying a field goal on the road. I need to see what happens this week against the Jets, though, too. I bet the Jets yesterday at +1. Giants are at the Vikings. Vikings are 4.5 at home to New York.
Oh, God. Boy, no respect for the Vikings. 4.5. Wow.
I'm a little... this week, I'm more surprised this week that it's come down to where it is against the Colts than I am at that 4.5 number.
Yeah.
Because you figure the Giants are going to absolutely be desperate as hell. Because they're going to need every game like blood going down the stretch.
Well, at least the Vikings are finding ways to win. I mean, the Giants would... Early on, now that has ended now too.
Right.
And they're just getting exposed here lately.
Also, something to keep your eye on: do the Giants eventually shut down Saquon Barkley?
Okay,
because he's starting to get nicked up again.
Yeah.
Saints at Cleveland. The Browns are laying 3.
Mm.
Deshaun Watson, does he do anything this week to make it look better on offense?
No opinion.
Yeah, that's a stay away game for me. Seahawks at the Chiefs. KC a little bit low here, laying 9.5. Should they be at least 10?
Yeah. Yeah. They should be able to do whatever they want against Seattle. And the other thing here, from a survivor standpoint, Only two people have KC. It's getting real.
It is. I made that number 10.5 against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So I like the Chiefs at lane 9.5 below 10.
These also, all these games now are Saturday, Christmas Eve. These are all Saturday.
What do you make of this? Bengals are lane 3.5 this week at Tampa. They're lane 3 next week at New England.
Yeah.
So the Patriots, the power rating there is higher than the Buccaneers? Should that be right?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes. You don't?
I think I would still lean Tampa a little bit, or at least equal.
Well, either way, I think Cincinnati wins.
Yeah. Texans at the Titans. Tennessee's 8.5.
There you go. There's your big one. Here's right. 29 people have the Titans. This will be your survivor play. So this will be a spot on a bingo card for people. I mean, here it is. Tennessee loses this game. We might have this thing might be over.
Very well could be.
It could be. Who are you going to use?
How about this, Paul? We could have a 30-way split next week.
That's in play.
If they lose that game.
I think Buffalo's been used by everybody. So, boy, this could be something.
Lock in your teasers right now. Again, we'll remind you that the last, four games for the Texans? They've had, Derrick Henry's gone for on the ground alone, more than 200 yards.
Yeah.
They can't, and they're the worst rush defense that we've seen in a long time. They're awful, and they can't stop this guy down. So I would think the same thing's going to continue there. Yeah. Bills are 10 at the Bears.
Good God.
So they're laying a bigger number next week than the Eagles this Sunday.
Bills
power rating, true. Yeah. Falcons at the Ravens, Baltimore 6.5.
Now this is strange. So they name Ritter the quarterback going into the bye, and then they tell Mariota, and he takes off. They can't find him.
Right.
They haven't heard from him.
And evidently he has a knee anyway, knee issue.
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, that's bizarre.
So it's going to be Ritter the rest of the way. Now, what if Ritter lights the world on fire this week against the Saints?
Could happen. But is Lamar back? Is it Huntley? That's big on what's going to happen with the quarterback situation with the Ravens.
Commanders at the 49ers.
Mm.
Niners are laying, it's less than a touchdown. 6.5 points.
Yep, only two late games. Here's one of them.
Terrible job by the NFL. I will tell you this. The Commanders will, this is Captain Obvious, the Commanders will do nothing on offense in this game.
No, I can't see it.
No.
And there could be turnovers.
Got to find the total on that game because I can't imagine it's going to be more than, that needs to be probably 38.5, 41.5. 41
that's too high.
I'm betting it under today.
That's
an underplay. Yep, 41's a key number. I'm betting that under. The Commanders will do nothing in that game offensively. Eagles at the Cowboys, here's your game. Paulie, I'll ask you, is it too short or is it wrong team favorite? Dallas lane one.
No, wrong team's not favored. No. I know what happened last week, it's a horrible scheduling spot for Philly. It's a third straight road game.
That's right.
And it's on a short week.
Yep. I think the Cowboys are too short.
Mm.
I think it should be...
I remember, and it's a different team now too, but Dallas was right there with them with Rush. He kept turning the ball over.
Yep.
So
Not that Dallas should be three. I'm not saying that, but they should be between where it is right now. And like 2.5 to me is a better number in that game.
William Hill has 41.5 up on the Niner game. So you can get it in plenty of spots when you want to bet that as well.
What do you want to do with the Raiders playing the Steelers on the road? Pittsburgh's laying one.
That is Saturday night. No opinion. I got to see who's playing quarterback for the Steelers. Pickett in the concussion protocol. Should be back by then. And we'll see if the Raiders show any fight against New England.
Well, at some point, we're going to see some dysfunction coming from the Raiders.
You would think.
Meaning that they're going to have, one of these games will blow up on them, where there's going to be finger pointing, there's going to be barking, it's going to look like Mac Jones coming off the field to Patricia the other night, Carr's not going to be happy, Adams won't be happy. The Raiders, at one point this year, they're going to get blown out, and it's going to look ugly on TV. I don't know when that's coming, but because they're not happy. It was a bad locker room, from what I understand, after they lost to the Rams. How could it not be?
Right.
I mean, that's probably pretty obvious to everybody as well. But they're just, they've blown, so they know this.
Yeah.
They should be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a horrendous season.
So if you survive, then you have the short turnaround with all the games Saturday on Christmas Eve. And it's its own week now. These next four games are its own week. And we start 10 a.m. Pacific. Green Bay at Miami. Miami 3.5 seems short. Especially if the Packers have eliminated by that point.
Yeah, and again, that could be Jordan Love. There is a reporter in Green Bay, in Wisconsin, who covers the Packers. He's done it for a long, long time. He used to do the radio show with Aaron Rodgers. he's reporting that Jordan Love, if they go with Rodgers next year, Jordan Love's going to ask for a trade. And I would ask you, who would you give up more for? You brought up Trey Lance this week. Would you give up more for Trey Lance or Jordan Love?
I'd give up more for Jordan Love than Zach Wilson.
So would I.
Yeah.
So would I.
Oh, yikes.
I want to see what Love looks like. I want to see the Packers get eliminated so Rodgers will sit, and I want to see if Love can play.
You know, ESPN had McShay on yesterday, and they're going through his mock. And I know he puts the work in. And it's like, why do we even bother with this stuff? Trey Lance was a top five pick. He's the third best quarterback on the roster.
Yeah.
Mr. Irrelevant's better than him.
Right.
Well, why are we doing this?
Yeah. And it's going to change seven times between that now also, and April.
Hold your nose. Broncos pick at the Rams.
Oh. Don't you...
Seven have the Rams. And this guy who has two entries has one on Denver. I can't imagine he'd get involved.
I want to make the case right now for the Broncos, but can I not say the same exact thing for Denver that I just said for the Raiders?
Yeah.
And they've been doing that anyway the entire year.
11 have Denver. Tampa 3 at Arizona. Good luck. I think you have to stay away from that one too. And if you only five people have Miami as of now. Monday night, Chargers at the Colts, Chargers 2.5. Mm-hmm. And most people have them available.
I mean, you have to make one, all four games are within 3.5 points.
Would you do the option?
If you're the guy that has two?
If you're the guy who has two.
It's a strong consideration. Maybe that's what he's planning for here.
Yep.
I mean,
you're taking a chance if he because again, he doesn't have Tampa Bay. He doesn't have Kansas City. So he goes, you go one Miami, one Chargers if he wants.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen is that we're all going to poo-poo those games, and every game is going to be like 33-30. Out of nowhere. And they're just going to be awesome, and it's going to be like the best Christmas of all time.
So is Green Bay going to go... Well, don't forget the NBA, too. So is Green Bay going from 10 degrees to 80? That's going to mess with them as well.
That makes sense, yeah.
That could really get to them.
Yeah, because they're playing at home this Monday night.
I mean, that is, that's not going to,
you know, it's
shock to the system.
Just make it a vacation. Go out, have a good couple of days on South Beach. Screw the game, punt on the season. You're going absolutely nowhere. Why not? See what Love can do.
Yeah. I'm with you, too. It's a bad job by the NFL. And I know what they're thinking. They want everyone to watch Eagles Cowboys. What if it's a blowout? You're stuck with one game. There are two late games. Saturday.
That should be illegal.
Oh, that's bad.
I hate that.
Plus, you can't watch eight at the same time, too. Yeah. It's another one.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, updated NFL win totals. Yes, no playoff odds as well. We'll grade some alt totals that have already cashed. Again, it's the best way to approach this particular market every single year. Wait until you hear some of these numbers. Again, they've already cashed with a month to play. That's coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes, Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We are packed and ready to go. What a month it's going to be. And the holidays ahead. Get ready for week 16 next week in the NFL, and the Bulls start Friday. And we have the World Cup again today. Soccer, football, hockey, or basketball, BetRivers has you covered. Great house specials and promotions. Tuesday hockey, first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance, and more. And get up there for France and Morocco. All the props with the World Cup at BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
All right, so we have updated win totals. We have updated yes-no odds to make the playoffs, and we'll tell you about some alternate win totals that have already cashed this year. I find this fascinating. It's my favorite way to bet the sport now. Has been for a handful of years, alternate win totals. But before that, Paulie, what do you have for just win totals in general, and then yes-no to make the playoffs?
To make the playoffs, Jacksonville plus 380. That's not enough, considering you have Dallas and the Jets coming up. We just saw that they're a small dog in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're alive, it's for all the marbles to close at home against Tennessee, and they just pounded them. But that's not good enough for me, because remember, again, the Titans still have Houston.
Well, and
so everything, they have to hit like a 4-5-16 parlay.
And that's truly their only path to the playoffs, right? Like, they're not going to get in as a wild card. They need to overtake
right.
Tennessee in that division.
Yes.
Okay.
Chargers, we said yesterday, Chargers minus $182 to make the playoffs. That's too low. I mean, I know how they would screw this up, but in typical Charger fashion. But Tennessee at home, you got to win that game Monday night in Indy. And then, but even if you go 1-1, because you're good with the tiebreakers, with conference record, you close with the Rams and Broncos. I mean, again, when that Herbert shows up and that offense with a great defensive game plan by Staley,
mm-hmm.
that team, and we'll get to it coming up, that team can make a run and win a game or two in the playoffs.
Yeah, and again, this might sound silly because it is the Chargers after all, but because of him and his cannon of an arm and how many plays he makes, I don't want to see the Chargers in the playoffs. You think KC would sign up for the Chargers right now, or they'd rather take Tennessee or somebody like that?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, well, hold on here. They play us tight every single game. I think they would rather, if they could pick and choose, I think KC would rather take a handful of teams in the AFC rather than the Chargers.
Yep. Lions plus 270. Carolina plus 320. Not enough for me, especially the Lions. I mean, everyone's on this Lions bandwagon right now. No good there.
Well, again,
Carolina's got a shot, but still, with their tough schedule and favorable for Tampa Bay, we'll find out if how important that game is when they play Tampa Week 17.
Yeah, I would say this about the Lions: at least they can get in with a wild card. They don't have to do it like this miraculous run and overtake the Vikings in their division.
Yeah, true. 9-8 could do it,
but I fully expect Seattle to fall off. They already are.
Yep.
I expect the same thing with the Giants, and I'm not going to be surprised if the Commanders do that as well. So they can overtake some of these teams at the bottom there.
Washington, 230 to make the playoffs, risking 230 to win 100. Tampa minus 280, and Miami is still 385. That's to make the playoffs.
Miami right now, they are the sixth seed. They're 8-5. Ooh, Patriots, Chargers, Jets are all 7-6. Nothing's a lock. You can't really play the schedule game, but I think the Dolphins lose this week to drop to 8-6.
Mm-hmm. Adjusted wins. Jacksonville, 6.5.
They have to win two more times?
That's aggressive.
Well, I mean,
does Tennessee, is it over? Does Tennessee sit people week 18? That's number one.
Yeah.
But,
good point.
That's Tennessee is 9, which is exactly what they were to start the season. 9 under minus 170. At several books.
Well, you can give one against the Texans.
Yep, that'd be 8. And then you have that big Thursday night game at home against Dallas.
Oh, I think, but here's the thing, right? They're 7-6 right now. They have to go over 9.
Yeah.
They're not winning 3 more games.
No.
It's under or pass for the Titans right now.
Yep. Eagles 14.5 over minus 180.
Oh, man. Is that right?
Yep. And but to with your reaction, I'll also give you the Bills. 13.5 under minus 250.
Wow.
I think there's a loss coming. There's the Eagles, too, by the way. At Bears, at Cowboys, Saints, Giants.
I don't want to bet the over 14.5. I think they're going to lose to the Cowboys. And then, you know, weird things
How do they treat
week
18? Yes. And that could be a gift to the Giants.
Because here's the thing. They can, yeah, you're right. They can, this, both things can happen here. They can lose to the Cowboys and still have the one seed wrapped up by week 18.
Yes. Dallas is 12.5 under minus 130, by the way. Bills 13.5 under minus 250. Chiefs 13.5 under minus 155.
Mm. Anything that you like other than Tennessee?
Tampa under 8.5. Tampa under 8.5.
Yeah.
Seattle 8.5 over minus 160. That's tricky, too.
Okay. Let's put the Tampa schedule up here for a second. They're 6-7. They're 3.5-point dogs this week. We just talked about this on Christmas Day. They're 3-point favorites at the Cardinals. I don't know what the hell's going to happen in that game.
You got to take the plus money on the under.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. I think they lose this week, and then that's a tricky game. Every game's going to be tough. They're below average.
So they got to go.
They
three,
go to Arizona. Yes,
they got a 3-1.
Carolina at home, and then they may have the division wrapped up and not play people against Atlanta.
That is fully based on Tom Brady's reputation.
Sure, it is.
That's all it is. No, there's plus money on the under 8.5.
Yeah,
that's the look.
No,
right
she's
there.
No, under minus 140. I read it wrong.
Okay, all right,
my fault.
Well, that changes things a little bit then.
Yes, it does.
But regardless, getting to 9 wins at this point of the season for a bad team, they're not average. They're bad. Ooh, that's tricky. Because you just said that game week 17, how does that play out with Sam Darnold against Tom Brady? The Panthers kicked their asses the first time they played.
They did. Brady was embarrassed too.
Yep.
They did nothing. Now you found this. This is excellent.
Well, and we'll do this again,
yep.
Near the end of the year. This is a fascinating discussion, right? Because now most books are offering alternate win totals in the NFL throughout the entire summertime, right? And it's the best way to bet this stuff. And I'm telling you right now, there is a chance where it's going to be more than 20 teams either go under or over their alternate win total this year. And you're getting like these huge plus prices. For example, I have 6 or 7 teams that have already cashed their alternate win totals already with a month to play. Broncos under 8.5 was 2-1. That was their alternate low. So if you can find spots where you can find, books get crazy and they're going to offer 10.5, 9, 8, 7, 6, all the way down. They're going to go under like all of it. Under 8.5, they were like a Super Bowl contender. Remember, AFC West going to be so good.
Yeah.
Best division we've ever seen. Total flop. The Colts, again, Super Bowl contender, under 9. That's already cash. That was plus 210.
They got me good there.
That was the alt total for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should have been all over this one. Eagles over 11 was plus 210.
Yep.
I mean, they're 12-1.
I had the prop to win more than 10.
Yeah.
Then yes.
So that's 3 already that came in.
Yep.
And you're looking at the schedule there. I mean, really, truly. Look at how it's played out for the Eagles. How many good teams have they played the entire year?
Well, define good. Are the Vikings good?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Oh, you're not. Okay.
The Vikings are not good.
You're not counting.
I'd actually say the Lions are good, but that was week 1.
Okay.
And they had like a 17-point lead in that game.
Are you going to go out? Dallas had to pay Rush, but
The Cowboys are good.
All right. Oh, they beat Washington with Wentz. Wentz is horrific.
I think they have 2 good wins on the year.
Wow. You are tough. You are tough, my friend.
Well,
come on.
If you want to give the Vikings, that's 3 then. You can't go more than 3. Like, so nobody, we thought the schedule was going to be weak.
They just housed Tennessee and the Giants. Yeah. I mean, still, it's impressive.
Okay, Tennessee maybe, but.
Yeah.
We thought the schedule was going to be weak, and not a single team got better than what we thought they were going to be. That's really bad for those teams. Packers under 10 cash, that was plus 215. Their regular win total was 11. The alt under was 10 plus 215. That got there no problem. The Rams was that total was under 9.5 plus 185. That's there.
Yeah.
And in their same division, the Seahawks over 6.5. That cash already, that was plus 195. Remember, there was a lot of talk about the Seahawks could be the worst team in football.
Sure. I threw it out there that their roster was terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
But they've
good job by
surprised.
Carroll. Yep. And the Geno, well, who saw the Geno Smith thing coming?
But that's 6 already that have cashed.
Oh, God, the Texans are going to go under?
Yep, here's the list of teams that could go either under or over their alternate win totals. And this is not even the full list, by the way. Bears, Bengals, Browns, Buccaneers, Cardinals, Chiefs, Commanders, Cowboys, Falcons, Giants, Jets, Lions, Raiders, Saints, Texans. All of those teams could either go under or over their alternate win totals. And I don't, that's not even the entire list again. So it's the only way that you should be betting win totals moving forward if you've never done this before. Mm-hmm. And now the best thing, again, we live right now in a time where betting win totals is the best it's ever been because you just ran on the updated win totals. You can get out of stuff. You can find great value if you haven't, if you never got involved. You can do it this way with the Yelts.
Good point. Well said. And the first time we talked to Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, I mean, he was just about, this is the way to go about this too. And he's exactly right when you look at this.
Right.
And what you just said. This is astonishing. Staggering how many of these are going to cash. You look at the prices, right?
We're talking, I think, at least a 70% rate over now a good 6-7 year sample size minimum. At least, where it's been at least 70% and that long. Up next, put yourself in Paulie's shoes this week, and it's a blackjack tournament, right? But drafting Super Bowl futures, what should the pecking order look like if you're involved in a draft like this? We'll explain. It's a lot of fun coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get a 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app's easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website details at VSiN.com/horses. Support the sponsors, please. Sign up now. A lot of casinos just go the easy route when they give back to their players and their high rollers, and anyone can give away a car, and everyone can come out with, well, we'll give you this and a gift card and a comp to night stay and whatever. What Derek Stevens does for his players, they go above and beyond, and the job and the creativity here by Mike Palm and Derek Stevens, and number one, I mean, they have, I just finished, made the final table in a blackjack tournament. They do two of those. You were in that Ultimate X tournament that they have. They do two of those. How fun was that? It didn't work out for us, but at least that was fun. But what all the tournaments they have and how they give back to their players is second to none. But this is off the charts. What they're doing tomorrow, an A+, and thank you, Mike Palm and Derek Stevens, what they are doing tomorrow with the creativity level in this blackjack tournament and what's involved is off the charts. Tomorrow is Derek and Mike's Holiday Invitational $100,000 blackjack tournament here at Circa. There'll be a maximum of 12 players in the tournament. The 12-player field is based on 11 invitations by the casino based on slot table and sports play. The 12th player will be determined by a play-in table composed of three on-air personalities from VSiN. It'll be me, Amal Shah, and Sean King. The play-in table will run simultaneously with the first round of the tournament on Thursday evening and have the same tournament rules. The player with the highest score from the play-in table will join the other 11 players in the main tournament with their play-in score counting for their first round. Second place at the play-in table, and then we get some free play, and it goes on and on from there. Each player will be issued $5,000 in tournament chips at the start of each round. Betting limits are $100 to $5,000 per hand. All bets must be in $100 increments. We just saw this with your buddy Kevin, who shoved all in on the first hand. The guy at the end of the table on third base did the same thing. Guy played one hand, he advanced. After what we just did with all those tables, and they were the $50,000 blackjack tournament last month across the street.
Right. So the bottom line is, of the people that are going to participate, the top 12 eventually are going to get kind of fake money, right?
You are four.
That's going to be the reward.
Yep. There are four rounds of play, and then based on the chip count, then you go the chip count from 1 to 12. And then the prizes will be awarded in the form of a free bet with Circa Sports, and it must be wagered on a future bet on the winner of the Super Bowl. The wagers will be placed in a draft style based on placing in the tournament. The draft will begin Saturday night. The first place finisher will place their $20,000 free bet on their selection to win the Super Bowl. Subsequent player will have 60 seconds to make their selection. The second place finisher will then place their $15,000 free bet. Can't be the same team, obviously, on the team chosen.
No, think of it
up next, right?
Think of it as a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
Once that team is gone, they're picked. They're gone. You can't be using it again.
And you have 60 seconds. They thought of everything. Is there a Minnesota Vikings situation? Remember, they didn't get the pick in time. If you fail to make your selection in the allotted 60 seconds, you fall to the bottom of the selection order.
Okay. I can see somebody not showing up for the draft.
That can also happen.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it goes Thursday night, two rounds Friday, one round Saturday. And also, you're talking, this is not an MIT class reunion. So you're going to see bizarre
play. This is not the blackjack ball?
No. It's the exact opposite. Well, you're going to see some people like to light money on fire. You'll see some, we see bizarre strategy all the time in other tournaments I've been in. You might see people who say, I'm a Jets fan. I want the Jets. You could see everything here about the draft. But my question to you and the audience, and we want to hear from you, what would you do now where you have to, you get a free roll on a Super Bowl bet, and based on, again, where you finish at the four rounds of play in the blackjack tournament, then who are you going to go with?
Okay, so give me your pecking order then. If you win the blackjack tournament.
If I win the tournament
and you finish
and have
first,
the number one pick, I put $20,000 on the Eagles.
You are.
At plus 450. Because I not, the NFC is a hound's breakfast. I am likely to be the one seed. I'm confident I'm going to be the one seed. I might have to beat Mr. Irrelevant in a playoff game, in the NFC title game, or maybe Dallas, who knows? But I would take the Eagles at plus 450.
Okay, so the discussion here is, I think people are going to come back and say, no, Paul, you need to look for a team that has, quote, higher value than that, or a better value than that. Give me a team that's 15, 20, 25 to 1. What would you say to that?
I say no. Because I'm high on the Bengals like you are, but the Bengals are 11-1. The Bengals might not even win the division.
Right, and also
I mean, this is what if, because it's not. This isn't August, and this isn't coming up. This is Saturday, and there's a lot of unknowns here. So I mean, the goal to me it's to win the money. And all I know right now is that the Eagles are the class of the NFC, and they're going to have home field. Chiefs would be 2, Bills would be 3. I don't know who's going to get the one seed. I don't know how that's going to play out. And not to mention, if the Bills do get the one seed, weather could come back and bite them in the butt.
Right.
And I'm high on the Bengals, but the Bengals might not even win the division.
Yeah. I think if there's a team that can go anywhere and play and win, it would be the Bengals.
Yeah, like last year. That's
sure. I think the Bengals can win a 16-13 game, or they can win a 35-31 game either.
I would say the same thing about the Bills, but I'm concerned about how Allen has looked as well.
Oh, I'm definitely concerned about the offense right now.
What would you do? I give you $20,000. It has to be on a
you know,
Super Bowl.
I would say this. You know, let's pretend for a second this was back in August when you're going to look. Actually, then would be a time to look at the Eagles as well.
Yeah. See, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. And our buddy Fitz says it's a free roll. You have to take a shot back. Now, I'm not saying if I win this, because he said with his rankings, and I sent him my rankings, but he said you have to start thinking about, you know, a team in that 20 to 30 to 50 to 1 range.
Like, who would his team be though? Did he get does he want Baltimore? I think, again, if you're picking first
overall.
Well,
it depends where you're picking, though, too. And also, you might walk in, and to me, you could be handed a gift. You might have the third pick, but some high roller could say, I'm from Baltimore. Give me the Ravens. Oh, I'm from Miami. I'm a Miami fan. Give me the Dolphins. You might see something like that happen. You never know.
Paul, there are plenty of Cowboys fans out there.
That's true. That could come in as well.
Where it could go, this draft could very easily go, like, either, or it could be a guy from the Bay Area. It could go Dallas number one or San Francisco number one. And then you could very easily see guys that come in, women, whatever. They're like, oh, I got to have the Chiefs and the Bills. So this could go like Dallas, KC, Buffalo, and then picking fourth, you might have Philadelphia or San Francisco or the Bengals right there. So I don't even think that you want the number one pick overall. I think you'd rather finish like third or fourth or fifth based on something like that, expecting somebody to go with Dallas and not take Philadelphia. Could be wrong on that. But popularity of teams and other... By the way, players might buy into what Fitz is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to look at the favorite on the board. They might want to go down with a 10-1 shot or a 15-1 shot.
And as I said with the rules, I mean, this is a mix here with the invite only. You know, the other thing, too, is the scenario that you talked about, and we'll see if our buddy Evan shows up. I mean, you know, Evan, as we talked about, had won $300,000 on that halftime bet when he was making it rain and you guys were having fun. Does $20,000 mean anything to Evan? Is Evan going to fly in just for a Super Bowl bet and come in? So you have that angle too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And if there is a no-show or a guy who doesn't participate, you could have two VSiN people.
I would ask you this.
In this thing.
Let's say you're picking beyond number six. I think we can all pretty much agree.
Okay.
The top six will go like in any order. Philly, KC, Buffalo, San Francisco, Cincy, and Dallas.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have.
So if you're picking seven, it starts to get tricky and starts to get fun at that point, in my opinion.
I went with Baltimore, 20-1.
That's who I have seventh as well.
Fitz didn't agree, but I said, listen, they've blown every loss. They've had the big lead in the fourth quarter. You have to respect the Ravens, I think, and they could win the division.
Who did he go with at seven?
He throws them out.
He does? Okay. Well, does he like out. Minnesota? Because the pecking order beyond six goes something like Baltimore, Minnesota, Miami, the Chargers, the Titans, the Buccaneers, right. Commanders, Lions. I mean, it's like after seven or eight, you're like, what do I do?
He wants, from a odds standpoint, he wanted me to upgrade Miami, the Chargers, and Washington. He wanted me to lower Baltimore, Minnesota, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
I have Baltimore seventh, Minnesota eighth, Tennessee ninth, Chargers 10th.
Yeah.
Chargers are 50-1. Tennessee's 50-1. Vikings are 25-1. Ravens are 20-1.
The problem is, I'm not so sure. I mean, the Chargers are $2 to make the playoffs, sure, but they might not make the playoffs.
That's possible.
So would you rather
absolutely.
Do you want to take like a 50-1 on the Chargers,
yeah.
or do you want to take, I don't like the Vikings, but do you want 25-1 in the Vikings, a team that's going to be in the playoffs?
Right.
That's
and then like at the back of the AFC, Patriots aren't going to the Super Bowl.
No.
But that's, do the Jets get in? I don't know. But the Jets at 125-1, I think the Jets could win a game or two with Mike White and that defense.
So
Washington is 75-1. Well, they handed Philly a loss.
Yep.
Heineke's playing well.
All right, so we'll get your feedback on this coming up next. How would you approach this now? Again, a Super Bowl future draft. One team is picked, they're out. You can't pick them again. It's 12 teams deep. What would you do this time of year? Are you looking for a little bit of value? Do you want to take teams at the very top? Where would you prefer to pick? FTM@VSiN.com is the email. On Twitter, @VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, @PaulieHoward. Coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Sports slate is packed. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Soccer, football, hockey, or basketball. Bet Rivers has you covered. Tuesday hockey, first goal insurance, Sunday football, parlay insurance, and more. Bet Rivers calling all soccer fans. Get up there for Morocco and France today. And all the props. It's a whole new game. Excellent job. At Bet Rivers. Mike Palmout, he'll be back next week.
Yep.
Busy time for Mike. In the meantime, Derek and Mike's Holiday Invitational $100,000 blackjack tournament starts tomorrow, runs through Saturday. Invite, and based on where you play, with where you are with your chip count, determines where you get to draft with your Super Bowl bet free roll, 1 through 12.
Right. So the person who wins the blackjack tournament doesn't win money.
Yes.
They're getting a $20,000 free roll, but it has to go towards a Super Bowl bet, and there's going to be a 12-person draft that takes place Saturday night. And if you qualify for this, you're going to be part of that draft then, and who knows where you're going to be, right?
Right. So we're getting, I would say worst case, I would have $5,000 on Washington at 75-1.
Okay. Well, you can do something with that.
Right. So unbelievable job by Derek and Mike.
Okay. Plenty of feedback on this, and it's coming from every possible angle. This is from CKP22. It says, Paulie's right on with the Eagles. Not only are they the most balanced team, they will have home field and have to beat likely Dallas and a rookie quarterback in Purdy, while the AFC is filled with landmines.
I concur.
I think there are only two legitimate threats in the NFC. As we know, McCarthy will eventually screw something up. That's his angle on that.
Right.
Other reaction that we're getting.
Dallas would also have to go on the road.
Right.
Now, I think they beat Tampa Bay, but still, does Dallas even make it that far?
This is from Guy in the Cornfields. He would take the Vikings.
Wow.
And he points out high probability of a number two seed, which makes it easier to hedge getting home field juice. Taking one of the wild card teams on fringe going to the heavy minus money on home favorite, Minnesota could possibly have three home games if Dallas would knock off Philadelphia.
Mm.
That's intriguing.
Yeah, I have him 8th, 25-1. Interesting.
Because, again, you're getting a free roll, but if you have a team at 25-30-1, they win one game and they're the two seed hosting like that, you can maneuver, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm playing a Washington or a Giants or somebody like that in a 2-7 game.
This is from Jake. I think this is an excellent tweet. Based off power ratings, value, and path, number one, the Niners. Here's why.
Okay.
Projected matchups with Washington or the Giants, then at Minnesota, Jimmy G could be back by the NFC title game. Number two, Eagles, plus 425 first-round bye with home field and a complete team with good odds. Number three, he goes Bengals, 11-1, hot team, great rating and value.
Okay.
So he says, forget about KC, Buffalo, or the Cowboys, and he makes a good point there with the Niners based on the path that he could be. You got to love that path.
Yeah. I have him 6th because I'm concerned about Purdy. He makes a good point about the Garoppolo angle, although he got conflicting reports on that. And tomorrow's an enormous game, too. But, I mean, they win tomorrow. The division's over.
Okay.
So
this is from Woody.
But
yeah, you're right.
Not, they're going to win the division. But you know what I'm saying.
This is from Woody. The top two picks you need to take a peek at, Bills and Eagles. After that, it's about value from 3-5. Give me the Chargers, Bengals, and Ravens. Is it really about value between 3-5? Our producer, Dustin, came in during the break, and he goes, you must look at the Chargers. Where do you have the Chargers in your pecking order?
I had them 10th during the break. I moved them to 9.
Okay.
But they might not even make the playoffs.
Well, that's the beauty of the gamble.
I know. They're 50-1 here. Got to use the Circa odds. Bet's got to be placed at Circa.
Let me run this one by you. This is from Coach Harry Ellis. It might be dead by Sunday night, but if Cincy and Philly are taken, I'm taking Green Bay at 200+1. You get Aaron Rodgers plus a defense that should surely regress to the mean the past month. Thanks to the Giants and Washington, the tie, Green Bay should get in with 10 wins. Can they win 10? What's their record?
I don't know, yeah. Fitz said I have to have Green Bay on my list.
They have to be on your list?
That's what he said. Yeah, thanks, Harry. Thanks. Yep.
Hold on here. They can only finish with 9. Will Green Bay get in at 9-8?
They have eight. Yeah, you're right. They can only get 9. They have to, run the table. They're not going to get in with 9 losses. They got to run the table.
Yeah, they got to run the table.
But it's Rams at Miami, Minnesota, Detroit, 3 of the 4 at home.
That's doable.
Yes.
And at those odds, again, on a free roll, I think you might have to take, I mean, if you're picking again down in the draft.
At the bottom, I know. Like if I have the 12th pick or the 11th pick, what do I do? My rankings are Miami 11, Tampa 12. I don't know. It's 35-1. Brady does get a home game. Maybe. Jets. I have the Jets at 125 and Washington 75-1.
Mm.
I agree with what you guys are saying. The AFC is a landmine. I mean, there are tough. Baltimore's no. That's a tough out.
I would agree.
No matter who plays Baltimore.
Mm.
Did I say Buffalo? Baltimore's a tough out. I'm with you with Cincinnati. There's a lot of good teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
And yes, I love the 49ers. But with Purdy, who knows?
Well, you got to look at that path, though. It's a great angle at that path and who they could get.
Right.
But
anything, if this could get turned upside down with the second pick. You never know. some hot shot could come in who's I've been a Dolphins fan his whole life, and you never know what these people do. You will not believe the strategy in math, simple math mistakes that you see at these other blackjack tournaments. So when you factor into chip count and then what are you going to do with emotion and people thinking with their heart and betting with their heart in a draft like this, anything's possible.
I fully expect the Cowboys to go very high.
Yes, that's a good angle too.
I think they'd probably go top three.
America's team, right? Yeah, Cowboys.
It's like if the Steelers were good this year. Pittsburgh's a very popular public team. And somebody might go, I'm a lifelong Steelers fan. Give me them first. It's the same thing with the Cowboys. Yeah, right. So this is an email, fkim@vsin.com. Jeff says, treat it like a horse race. Toss out the favorite. Put yourself in a position to hedge right to the Super Bowl. It's a free roll, after all.
Yes.
Being in position 3 to 5 would be ideal to make a lot of money by hedging. Thanks, guys. Jeff from Toronto. Cheers. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate the email.
Yeah. Okay.
You could do that, too.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking, yeah.
I think you really have to here's what you need to do. Between today and Saturday, you need to look at the playoff picture and the most likely paths, because that's a really good angle at the 49ers. I mean, to get either the Giants or the Commanders in the first playoff game, that's why the NFC might be a better look based on what we're, you know, the whole conversation here. I think the Jets, if they get in, could be a feisty out.
So I have them. I know. But that's, I have to have San Francisco ahead of Dallas. I must change that. But also, you never know how this could play out in terms of Dallas could beat Tampa Bay, and they should in the 4 or 5, but there also could be an upset behind them. And then suddenly Dallas goes to Philly to start. Or excuse me, it doesn't go to Philly to start. And Philly gets a Washington or a Giants or somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? But how about the path there, though? Dallas can't go at Tampa and beat the Vikings? They already killed them.
Sure.
Could be another angle, too. So.
Sure. Other people are saying, actually, you might want to look at the Buccaneers and Brady. Because they're getting...
35-1 isn't enough.
Here's a tweet that we got.
I can't do that.
At what point do you take the, quote, value on Brady in a... He calls it a cakewalk NFC, possible home playoff game, wildcard weekend versus Dallas, and then Purdy, yeah. Smith, Jones, Heineke. Seems very interesting with their path at that price.
Yeah.
Well, here we are.
I know, they've been so bad.
We're just ripping on the Buccaneers the entire day, the entire week, because they deserve it and they're terrible. And now you want to come back and say that good... I don't know, man. That's...
I'd rather...
You would hate yourself if you take the Buccaneers and they lose a stinker and it's like 17-10 in the first round. You'd be like, what am I doing here?
Of course. I'd rather have the Ravens at 20. I'd rather have Miami at 22, even though the AFC's tough. At least I have Tyreek Hill and he can win a game himself.
It ends at 12, right?
It ends at 12.
It's not a snake, doesn't come back.
No, it ends at 12.
You're picking 12th. The Jets, the Commanders, and the Packers are on the board. Who do you take?
I have to go Washington.
Oh.
They were safest path to the playoff. Might be Philly.
Live a little. It's a free roll.
Well, I get 75-1.
Gamble. We've seen R-E-L-A-X. Packers are going to be just fine.
Get out of here. I have to go Washington 75-1 over the Jets 125-1. The Jets aren't even in the playoffs right now. No? This is great. The creativity again, though. Great job. Great job.
Yeah. You excited if I'm in it and you're not?
Of course I'd be. What are you talking about?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I'm just checking.
Of course I'd be.
It's a total lie. I know. It's
no, it's not.
I wanted to put you on the spot with that. Dustin took 2 seconds here. He's like, it's a total lie.
I wanted you in the contest.
Time now for the pro tip of the hour. Available for subscribers at vsin.com. Pete Carroll is an underdog throughout his career. This year, 5-3 ATS, but also throughout his career.
Primetime games.
Has been good.
Yep.
Primetime games, under, divisional spots, hazmat games, been really good so far this season. And that was recently, what, 17 games over 500?
I can't believe you said that. I've known you for 20 years. Were you joking?
No, I think you're joking, actually. I don't think that you'd be excited.
Oh, come on.
Dustin.
Come on, if you were
we
in
know this,
this
guy.
With the creativity,
if,
I know I'm selfish,
I said if I'm in it and you're not.
I'd be excited for you. This is a great idea.
I'm doing a show with Pinocchio.
Yeah.
Up next, Nigel Seeley on the show. Argentina futures are looking great, and he does have a play on France-Morocco. Find out what it is coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.